Hammer is a well-known name in Petersburg. Hammer Slough is right downtown, and a home there is where Art Hammer was born. His military experience came 20 years later, when he was drafted in 1942. He spent the next 4 years in the Air Force, all of that time in Alaska. Mostly, he worked on the remote Aleutian island of Adak. He was part of the Air Sea Rescue with the 11th Air Force.
We had a bunch of rescue boats. Small ones were 22 feet, and the big ones were 114. And then with the fast boats were 85s, and there were several local guys that were skippers of these boats. I think Tommy Thompson had a boat, and George Nicholson, he was raised here, he had a boat.
These rescue boats, which were also called crash boats, would attempt to salvage planes and people who wrecked upon landing and takeoff, a pretty common occurrence back then.
Like out at Amchitka, the field was right at the end of the island, and planes would take off with a cold engine, at a, you know, when the fighters were going up, and the cold engine didn't run all the time. It quit, and the plane went in a drink. We had lots of them like that.
His squadron also conducted emergency work, hauling people around for medical attention. But Hammer's job was not out on the water. He worked at the ADAC headquarters to make sure all the men in boats were taken care of. And there were a lot of them.
I think we had 46 boats, if I remember right.
Hammer says each boat had 17 to 18 men on board. Since Hammer had taken a few business classes before the war, the Air Force wanted him in the office as a manager.
I spent all my time in red tape in the squadron headquarters, taking care of red tape, you know. No problem to amount to much, but it was sure a lot of work. It was 7 days a week in the war.
Hammer still went through training like other soldiers did, but he says, overall, it was pretty limited.
It didn't have much boot camp either, because they needed the men. And let's see, I think the old formula was there had to be 8 guys behind every guy at the front line.
Hammer didn't have any close calls in combat, not like the one he had on his way home from the war. After surviving 4 years in uniform, on his way back to Petersburg, the ship he was on wrecked. It was 1946 when the SS Yukon drove into a snowstorm near Seward and hit rocks. Hammer was on board with nearly 400 other people. About a dozen of them perished.
Boy, it was a little scary, because it was February 4th, 4 o'clock in the morning, when it hit the beach.
Hammer says he was on the ship several nights while the passengers were being assisted. Hammer finally returned to Petersburg, where he continued a long career in the family business of running a store. He said back then it was more of a convenience store, originally built in the 1920s. He has remained in town ever since and still pursues his favorite hobby, sport fishing. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.